বড় সুখের খবর গাই, বড় সুখের খবর গাই, তোরা বিকুঞ্জেতে নামার হাটুলেছে, কোরানিতাই কোরানিতাই মজার কথা তাই, বড় মজার কথা তাই, শ্রদ্ধা মূল্যে শুদ্ধ নাম সে হাতে বিকায়, যত ভক্ত বৃন্দাবাসী, যত ভক্ত বৃন্দাবাসী,
ভক্ত বৃন্দাবাসী,
অধিকারী দেখে নাম বেচে দারো কাশী,
অধিকারী দেখে নাম বেচে দারো কাশী,
যদি নাম কিন্দে ভাই, যদি নাম কিন্দে ভাই,
যদি নাম কিন্দে ভাই, যদি নাম কিন্দে ভাই,
আমার সঙ্গে চলো মহাজনের কাছে যা,
আমার সঙ্গে চলো মহাজনের কাছে যা,
তুমি কিন্দে কৃষ্ণ নাম, তুমি কিন্দে কৃষ্ণ নাম,
তুমি কিন্দে কৃষ্ণ নাম, তুমি কিন্দে কৃষ্ণ নাম,
কস্তুরিলো এব আমি পূর্ণ হবে কাম,
কস্তুরিলো এব আমি পূর্ণ হবে কাম,
বড় দয়াল নিত্যানন্দ, বড় দয়াল নিত্যানন্দ,
বড় দয়াল নিত্যানন্দ, বড় দয়াল নিত্যানন্দ,
শ্রদ্ধা মাত্র লয়ে দেন পরম আনন্দ,
শ্রদ্ধা মাত্র লয়ে দেন পরম আনন্দ,
একবার দেখলে চক্ষে জল, একবার দেখলে চক্ষে জল,
একবার দেখলে চক্ষে জল, একবার দেখলে চক্ষে জল,
গৌর বলেন তাই দেন সকল সম্ভব,
গৌর বলেন তাই দেন সকল সম্ভব,
দেন শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা, দেন শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা,
দেন শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা, দেন শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা,
জাতি ধান বিদ্যাবল না করে অপেক্ষা,
জাতি ধান বিদ্যাবল না করে অপেক্ষা,
আমনে ছাড়ে মায়া জাল, আমনে ছাড়ে মায়া জাল,
ছাড়ে মায়া জাল, আমি ছাড়ে মায়া জাল,
গৃহে থাকো বানে থাকো না থাকে জঞ্জাল,
গৃহে থাকো বানে থাকো না থাকে জঞ্জাল,
আর না এক কালের ভয়, আর না এক কালের ভয়,
আর কোকালের ভয়, আর নাই কোকালের ভয়,
আচণ্ডালে দেন নাম নিতাই দয়াময়,
আচণ্ডালে দেন নাম নিতাই দয়াময়,
ভক্তি বিনোদকে কয়, ভক্তি বিনোদকে কয়,
ভক্তি বিনোদ ডাকি কয়, ভক্তি বিনোদ ডাকি কয়,
নিতাই চরণ বিনা আর নাহি আশ্রয়,
নিতাই চরণ বিনা আর নাহি আশ্রয়,
কোরা নিতাই কোরা নিতাই, বড় সুখের খবর গাই, বড় সুখের খবর গাই, কুঞ্জেতে নামের হাট খুলেছে,
কুঞ্জেতে নামের হাট খুলেছে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে,
হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai
Gauranga Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai
Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta
Vrinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి చైతన్య చరితామృతకి ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయా చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. వాట్ ఇస్ ద వర్స్ నంబర్? ఓకే, correct. So I said I will show some of the videos of Hare Krishna Kirtan other places. Should I show it now? Maybe 3-4 minutes I'll show, and then we proceed further, because Lord preached all over the Dakshina Desha. It says, no, here it says here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's empowering of others can be understood by one who is actually a devotee of the Lord. He says that, he delivered the, this is the verse which says that. Navadvipe yai shakti na kaila prakashe se shakti prakashe nistarila dakshina deshe
Madhvi didn't manifest his spiritual potencies, but he manifested them in South India and liberated all the people there. In the previous verse also it is said, the entire Dakshina Deshe. So we will show some of the. No, it comes also directly as it comes. No, easily it comes. So, few I will show. So it takes time, huh? It's coming now. I'll show you. Navakanyas, they put all of them singing Hare Krishna, okay? Another one I'll show you. Takes time to come, huh? It's called Muralidhar Swami. He has a, it's called the GOD, he has organization, Global Organization for Divinity. So he's, what he is saying, the chanting of the holy name is the only way in Kali Yuga, that's what it is. He says, don't worry about anything, just chant the holy name. Another one I'll show you. Now they also do in homes also like this. Many people, you will see home to home. There are many homes shown. They have made very nice. We can also do for ISKCON devotees also. Sri Akhanda Namam, Mahamantram is, huh? Why is the sound coming low? This is Krishna Prem Swami. They are in different places. All over the world they have taken. Yeah, Paul. Yeah. See, that track is very similar, no? This is their Swami called Krishna Premi Swami. And see here, he also sings Hare Krishna, but he sings many other Krishna names also, just I'll show you. I'm very inspired to see this. Yeah. Why is it taking time? You'll be very inspired, see this. Hare 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 Namukunda Navanita
ಚೋರಾಧೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ
goes on like this. ರಾಧಿಕಾ ಮನೋಹರ ಮದನ ಗೋಪಾಲ ನೀನವತ್ಸಲ ನಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗೋಪಾಲ So like this, there are many, if you go, you will see, there are many groups. See, one more important thing to know, with this, actually I showed you three different groups, one of Krishna Premi Swamigal, one of Muralidhar Swamigal, and the other, some are from Kerala, some are from Tamil Nadu, some are from Andhra, some are from Karnataka also. Now, some of them, that Muralidhar Swamigal has a Gaur Nithai also. They have Gaur Nithai deity. In fact, he has written a Tamil song where he glorifies Gaur Nithai also. There's a song, which is like a traditional song they sing in Tamil. So, now they also speak from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Krishna Premi, I heard that he speaks in Mayapur. They take Yatra also. They speak on whole, one full month they had on Chaitanya Charitamrita. They were saying. So, actually, if you gather more, this could be one very good research. We can go around south and collect many groups. Actually, there are many Krishna devotees ready-made, and they are practicing. They are all under different, like this is Vittal Das Maharaj I was showing you. But there is also one very great possibility that some of them might have become mixed up with demigod worship also. Certainly, they are not, Mayavadis or something. They have faith in the personality of Godhead. But in Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada made it very crystal clear. No ambiguity. And also our Srila Prabhupada's speciality is made the organization. And he made GBCs, he made gurus, he made sannyasis. Very systematically he developed this organization, and we know the statement of purposes, seven statements and everything. The way Prabhupada preserved bhakti, the path of bhakti is very extraordinary. But why I am showing you this to you, because there are many, many groups like this. Many, many groups. I will just show you one last one. He's 95, I think. 95, 96. This is 96 and 97. Yeah. Actually, in the same manner, you will be very surprised. There are many kirtans you will get in it. They also dance. Of course, wearing this type of dhoti, they dance. Like we do dancing, similar dance they also do. Many people. So, and what happens? If the local Shankara Mutt is very strong, you will find some of them putting this and still singing holy names. So, it just gets mixed up. You know, many people. So, therefore, if ISKCON in the propagation of Krishna consciousness, I think this is also one service ISKCON can do, is to reach out to those who have their bhakti inclination to offer them Shuddha Bhakti. Correct, no? Many groups are very open to welcome also. But some of them may be very orthodox and, you know, belonging to a certain Swami group also. That is also possible. But sometimes I feel that all the groups which are connected to, especially Gauranga Mahaprabhu in South, some kind of gathering should be there where they should be invited. Like our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did the one Vishwa Vaishnava Rajya Sabha he did. We should arrange something like that because Mahaprabhu was preached in South and made so many devotees. In that Sabha we could talk about Shuddha Bhakti and what is not Shuddha Bhakti, what is Shuddha Bhakti, make it very clear to people. It would be very nice. Especially if the leaders can be brought who are leading so many groups. If they could understand this, so nice it will be, isn't it? Therefore, you will find the current of bhakti or the wave of bhakti created by Mahaprabhu still continuing. The south. Hey mata yate yate gela kurmastane kurma dekhi kaila tare stavana praname
kurma dekhi kaila tare stavana praname. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the holy place known as Kurmakshetra, he saw the deity and offered prayers and obeisances.
Prabhupada is saying where it is. He is saying there is a temple there for Kurmadeva deity. In the Prapannamrita, it is said that Lord Jagannath took Ramanacharya from Jagannath Puri and one night from the Kurumakshetra. And Kurumakshetra is situated on the line of the Southern Railway in India. And then Prabhupada is giving all the details. It's close to Srikakulam. So when Ramanuja came there to Kurumakshetra, he saw the Kurma deity and he thought Shiva's deity was fasting there. But later he understood it was Kurma Murti. And then there was a gorgeous worship for Lord Kurmadeva there. Yeah. And Kurumakshetra or Kurmasthan was re-established by Shripad Ramanujacharya under the influence of Lord Jagannath Dev or Jagannath Puri. He's saying. And then he's saying, in the temple there are some inscriptions, he's saying, by Sri Narahari Tirtha. What are they? He's saying, Sri Purushottam Jati appeared as instructor of many learned men. He was a very favorite devotee of Lord Vishnu. And his preaching was accepted throughout the world with great respect. What is his name? His name is Purushottam Jati. Yeah. And by his power, he liberated many non-devotees with strong reason and logic and initiated Ananda Tirtha, which is Madhvacharya, who after accepting, that is, Madhvacharya's guru is Purushottam Jati, Sri Purushottam Jati. And then, after taking sannyas, punished many foolish men with his rod and converted them. And all of Madhvacharya's writings and words are very potent. And then, okay, they can go back to Godhead. His instructions are able to elevate any man to the lotus feet of the Lord. And then Narathita was initiated by him. And Narathita fought with the Shabaras who were chandalas or hunters. And thus saved the temple of Kurmadeva. And Narathita was a very religious and powerful king. In Shaka era, it mentioned, the time is mentioned, Narathita dedicated the holy name of Yogananda Narasimhadev, the temple he had constructed on his order. So he proposed giving some details about the Kurukshetra. Prema veshe hasi kandi nritya geeta kaila.
Prema veshe hasi kandi nritya geeta kaila.
Deki sarva lokera chitte chamatkar haila.
Deki sarva lokera chitte chamatkar haila.
See, sometimes we go to temples of Kurmadeva or Varahadev or Narsingadev. So, and these are all different manifestations of Krishna only. Keshavadrita. Kurma Sharira. Similarly, Keshavadrita, Narahari Rupa. Keshavadrita, Vamana Rupa. Like that we say, no? So, they are only, Krishna is only manifesting in different. So, what is the speciality of these avatars? They are all Leela avatars, isn't it? So, they perform different Leela. You will see that mainly they come to protect. If you see, Kurmadev came to give stability to the Mandara Parvat. So anyone who bows at the lotus feet of Kurmadeva should pray that please give me stability in my spiritual life. From shaky to steady. You can pray to Kurmadeva. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was given by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. What deity? Kurma deity. Because Kurma gives stability in spiritual life. In the same manner, you find Varaha Dev, he lifts the earth from which is fallen into the Garbhodha Kosha and puts the earth in a very stable orbit. After that, correct, no? So, similarly, our mind sometimes goes to Patala, gets very degraded, polluted. So, you play to Varaha, please lift up my mind like you lifted up the earth and put it back in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, in this way, each of the Nilavatara incarnations, they come in this world to destroy the demons and protect the devotees and reinstate, re-establish religion. But they do one extraordinary superhuman miraculous activity, like Vaman Dev expanded his body as Trivikrama, correct? No? And measured all the upper and lower planets in just two steps only, correct? No? Kurma Dev, in the same manner, you know, big Mandara Parvat is kept and they are, you know, moving to and fro, the Parvat is rotating, like that. It's just upgrading the back. So once his own, as Radhagund Maharaj was telling, अगर कोई अपने आप को भगवान घोषणा करता है, मंदर पर्वत डाल दो उसके पीठ में और रगड़ो उसको, छोड़ो मत, रगड़ने के बाद भी जिंदा हो तो समझ लो कि वो भगवान है, वो जिंदा नहीं रहेगा, मर ही जाएगा वो. यू नो, इफ समबडी क्लेम्स टू बी गॉड, यू पुट द मंदर पर्वत ऑन हिज बैक एंड रगड़ो. सो दैट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ गॉड. व्हेन गॉड कम्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड, द काइंड ऑफ, यू नो, potency, power that he manifests is extraordinary. So, in this way we can think of the power of the Lord, potency of the Lord, greatness of the Lord, superhuman nature of the Lord, and his kindness by which he comes in this world to, you know, let the demons and demigods do the Samudra Manthan and get the Amritam. For that he is taking trouble below and above in all different avatars like that. So, in this way,
while at this place, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his usual ecstasy of love of Godhead and was laughing, crying, dancing and chanting. Everyone who saw him was astonished.
Ascharya shuniya loka aila dekhi bare.
Ascharya shuniya loka aila dekhi bare.
प्रभुर रूप प्रेम देखे हैला चमत्कारे.
प्रभुर रूप प्रेम देखे हैला चमत्कारे.
या
आफ्टर हियरिंग ऑफ दीज वंडरफुल अकरेंसेस एवरीवन केम टू सी हिम देयर. व्हेन दे सॉ द ब्यूटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड हिज एक्स्टैटिक कंडीशन दे वर ऑल स्ट्रक विद वंडर.
सी, वन thing with that contemporary society at that time, and those who are pure devotees or those who are ecstatically situated in bhakti were even respected by the brahmanas also. You will see Kanchipurna. Kanchipurna, we call it in English. In Tamil, he is called Tirukkachinambi, they call him, huh? In Tamil. So, he was living in Kanchipuram. He belonged to a Shudra family. Apparently, lower caste family. But, everybody knew that he speaks to Lord Varadaraja, personally, one to one. Everybody knew that, including brahmanas also. So, he was admired and respected even by brahmanas also. Maybe there are some fanatical brahmins who may not respect him, foolish brahmins, but in general, he was highly respectable due to his connection with the Lord, like that. So, people were aware that if somebody is a very exalted devotee, he is manifesting such symptoms like this, his form and his behavior shows. So, people had a great respect. Therefore, people are highly chamatkar, how many times it is mentioned, isn't it? People are struck with wonder saying that, which means he was not an average worshipper in a temple, like Prabhupada writes in the Manmanabha Madhbhakta purport, don't be an official meditator, like the Prabhupada writes in the purport. Official meditators are general people who come to temple, ring the bell, put a coin, bow down, circumambulate and push off, isn't it? But somebody like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or any other pure devotee also, when they see the Lord, they get excited and they dance, they sing, they cry. So when people see a person manifesting bhakti symptoms, then everybody is astonished with wonder. And they go and call everybody else to come and watch. Because he is not only a bhakta, he is also a sannyasi, he is a yatiraj. And not only that, he is very extremely beautiful also, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known for his beauty. Not only that, he is actually, Shyam Sundar has come as Gaur Sundar. It is the same personality, which means all the opulences are fully present in him. Correct, no? So, therefore they were amazed to see his personality.
Darshane Vaishnava Haila Bale Krishna Hari.
Vaishnava Haila Bale Krishna Hari.
Prema Veshe Nache Loka Urdhva Bahu Kari.
Prema Veshe Nache Loka Urdhva Bahu Kari.
Yeah. Yes.
Just by seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a devotee. They began to chant Krishna and Hari and all the holy names.
Yes.
They all were merged in a great ecstasy of love and they began to dance, raising their arms.
Balaram Hari Daya Krishna Hari Balaram Hari Balaram Hari Daya Krishna Hari Daya Daya Dev Hari Govinda Hari Gopal Hari Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayal Hari Jaya Satchinandana Gaura Hari
Krishna, Hari, huh? These are the names they are chanting. Krishna nama loka mukhe shuniya virama.
Krishna nama loka mukhe shuniya virama.
Sri loka vaishnava kaila anya sabagrama.
Sri loka vaishnava kaila anya sabagrama.
Yes.
Always hearing them chant the holy names of Lord Krishna, the residents of all the other villages also became Vaishnavas.
What happened to them? As soon as they participated in the dance with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chanted Krishna's name, Mahaprabhu went ahead. But there, the holy names they started with their mouths, they couldn't stop it. It's like a chain reaction, we say, no? Just like you bombard with one neutron and then the nuclear reactor starts. Chain reaction, just continuous, continuous, continuous. Similarly, here you find when Lord Chaitanya activated, actually it is a fact. How do you know it's a fact? Even all of us have been activated by a spiritual master, correct, no? You know, he attracted us and gave us the holy name. He gave us the philosophy and he triggered us 16 rounds and then he went. Now we are not able to give up, correct, no? We're chanting every day 16 rounds, 16 rounds. How long are you going to chant? Yeah, for all time to come, isn't it? So till last breath you will chant, when you leave then you will continue chanting in next life. That means it's a one time activation, correct, no? So Mahaprabhu activated them and pushed off further. And then these people, when they went inside, that Krishna wave was attacking not only them, it was also going to other people also. Everybody in the village, the whole village became Vaishnavas. Neither is saying.
Yehi mata paramparaya desha Vaishnava haila.
Yehi mata paramparaya desha Vaishnava haila.
Krishna nama amrita vanyaya desha bhasaila.
Krishna nama amrita vanyaya desha bhasaila. By hearing the holy name of Krishna, the entire country became Vaishnava. It was as if the nectar of the holy name of Krishna overflooded the entire country.
Katakshane Prabhu Yadi Bahya Prakashila Purmera Sevaka Bahu Sammana Karila.
After some time, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his external consciousness, a priest of the Lord Kurma deity gave him various offerings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mode of preaching has already been explained and I shall not repeat the explanation. In whichever village the Lord entered, his behavior was the same.
So, now you can understand, when we go for yatra, with a spiritual master, we have seen, first while walking, we do Harinam, correct, no? And then you reach a particular temple, then what we do generally? After going to temple, immediately Kirtan, dancing Kirtan. In front of the deity. And then there is one big circle of devotees dancing in circle. While other devotees go for pradakshina. Correct, no? They do pradakshina and then take darshan in long queue. And then the kirtan goes on for 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes like that. Then everyone is settled now, darshan is over, everyone is ready. Then sit under a tree and hear Krishna kataya. Hear kata. And then after the kataya is over at the end, again dancing kirtan. Correct, no? Hear the dancing kirtan, get up. Then you walk in procession. Doing Harinam. So, it's Vaishnava's life. So, and it is same. Wherever we go, whichever holy place we go. Sometimes we may not even know much about the Stala Purana of the deity. Still, the holy name is a versatile thing. You can chant anywhere. Like Dhruva Maharaj did not know the exact procedure to welcome the Vishnu Dutas. First time he is seeing in his life, Vaikuntha plane is coming. Vaikuntha airplane. And Vishnu Dutas with 400 forms are suddenly coming to Badrikashram. When his eyes are shedding tears of love for Krishna. So when you see, he is like stunned. How to welcome them? What is the proper method? We don't know. So just like sometimes sannyasis come, you know. Like we went to an home with my spiritual master. So, and the husband exactly didn't know how to welcome. The wife was telling, hey, fall at the feet. But he said, I have a garland also. Keep the garland, you fall at the feet. So, he's falling at the end. Then she said, get up, get up. She said, then he got up. Take the garland. I said, I have taken, what to do? Put it now, she said. And he's putting now. And then after that, he's asked, what to do? You know, invite Maharaj inside the home. Maharaj, my wife is telling you to come. Just come. telling him. Then I took him. And then Maharaj was taking darshan. He said, offer him a seat to sit. Then he sat. Then she said, offer them Pada Puja, flowers to them. So he was new fellow. He had mustache also. He's totally new fellow, but he's getting instruction quickly. Because they both were worried that Guru is coming first time to home properly. You know, yes, be respected. And sometimes you don't know the correct procedure. Correct, no? How? So what is the best thing to do? Chant the holy name. That's what Dhruva Maharaj did. Dhruva Maharaj saw Vishnu Dasa coming, Vaikuntha plane has come. My Lord, I don't know how to deal with them. What he did? Just chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Because sakalam karoti nishchidram anasankirtanam kartava. This was told by Shukracharya to Lord Vamana. He said, my dear Lord, in Vedic mantras there can be flaws. Because in Vedic mantra when you chant, if you have done Shraddha in your home, you will be knowing. When you are doing Shraddha, they will say that you have to face north or face south or face east. For certain mantras, you have to face one particular direction. And not only that, you also have to, you know, offer certain argyas to certain devatas. And particular mantra has to be spelled out that time. And also til has to be there, darba has to be there, there are some 20 items have to be there. If one item is missing, you cannot go ahead with puja. So much rules and regulations, but he said, but Harinam, what he said, what is that verse? Mantratas tantratas chidram, deshakal arhabastutaha, sakalam karoti nishchidram, anusankirtanam tava. He says, all the holes in our worship are all filled up. Therefore we say no mantrahinam, kriyahinam, bhaktihinam, janardana. Even bhaktihinam also. Even if we do mechanically without bhakti also is ready to forgive, provided we make an effort. Correct, no? And then what is the second line? Yat pujitam maya devam paripurnam tadastume. By your mercy, let it be, let it be made complete by you or by guru or somebody. So in this way you can see, we may not be able to offer the best mode of worship, but the holy name can be chanted. So Mahaprabhu here, going from place to place, chanting the holy name, dancing in great ecstasy, and people who are around. See, the love of God is such a powerful thing that simply by glancing a person manifesting love of God, people have become devotees. Many of the hippies, Prabhupada said, now I gave you the Sukriti. He said, now this is the meaning of that. Simply by seeing Prabhupada taking part in the Sankirtan, many became devotees.
Kurma name sei grame vaidika brahmana. Kurma name sei grame vaidika brahmana.
Bahu shraddha bhakti kaila prabhura nimantrana.
Bahu shraddha bhakti kaila prabhura nimantrana.
There was a rich brahmana there in the Kurma village. It will come eventually, you will see. He was a vaidika brahman. With great faith and devotion, he begged Mahaprabhu, please come to my home. He is giving invitation to him.
Gare ani prabhura kaila pada prakshalana.
Gare ani prabhur kaila pada prakshalana.
Sei jala vamsha sahita karila bhakshana.
Sei jala vamsha sahit karila bhakshana.
So he washed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and drank it and gave it to all the family members. And
aneka prakara snehe bhiksha karaila. Gosaira Sheshanna Savamshe Khaila.
Yeah, he's saying that he offered varieties of prasadam to Mahaprabhu. And then to fed him very nicely. After that, the remnants were shared by all the members of the family with great transcendental faith.
Yei pada padma tomar brahma dhyana kare.
Yei pada padma tomar brahma dhyana kare.
Yei pada padma sakshat aila mora ghare.
Yei pada padma sakshat aila mora ghare. The brahmana then began to pray. O my lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma. And these very lotus feet have come into my home.
Mora bhagyera simana yaya kahana.
Mora bhagyera simana yaya kahana.
Aji mora shlagya haila janma kula dhana.
Aji mora shlagya haila janma kula.
There is no limit to my great good fortune. today, everything, as he says that my home, he is saying my birth, my family lineage, my wealth, everything has become glorious. Because Prabhupada says that a sannyasi in the renounced order, if he puts his feet in somebody's home, the home becomes so auspicious, so fortunate. Very cultured people, those who are very advanced in religious principles, they know that a very advanced devotee coming to their home is as good as Lord coming. There is no difference. Because such pure devotees carry the Lord in their heart. But here he is actually praising the Lord as even Brahma worships your feet. He says that in the previous verse you saw. So, that is a festival day of Diwali and Dashara. When sadhu comes to your home. In whose home the sadhu comes? Amazing.
कृपा कर प्रभु मोरे यां तुमार संगे
कृपा कर प्रभु मोरे जान तुमार संगे
सहिते ना पारि दुख विषय तरंगे
सहिते ना पारि दुख विषय तरंगे
नाउ ही इज प्रेजेंटिंग हिज डिस्पोंडेंसी बिफोर दैट आई वांट टू से वन और टू वर्ड्स अबाउट द प्रीवियस वर्स आल्सो सो एक्चुअली महत् विचलनम पुंसा ग्रहीणा दीन चेतसा निश्रेयसाय भगवान नान्यते कल्पिता क्वचित लाइक दैट अवर नंद बाबा टोल्ड गर्गमणि ही टोल्ड गर्गमणि दैट द ओनली पर्पस ऑफ सेंटली पीपल मूविंग फ्रॉम वन होम टू अनदर होम इज व्हाट निश्रेयसाय भगवान टू लिबरेट द एंटैंगल्ड पीपल ही सेड महत् विचलनं पुंसां गृहीणां दीन चेतसां ही सेड दैट वी आर वैश्यास वी आर ऑलवेज काउंटिंग मनी एंड You know, we are doing trading and cow production and farming. We are stooped in business. But when people like you put your feet in our home, that is the time we think of the Lord. Actually, for Nanda Baba, it was not true. Why? Because he is Krishna's father. And how can he be entangled? Correct, no? But he is setting an example for anybody. Correct, no? One who is into business, money making, they often become preoccupied. But when we hold a program in a home, then they take out some time and come. That is the time they can take out some time, hear about the goal of human life, you know, hear about the chanting of the holy name, like that. So, the Shastra says it's a foremost duty of the saintly people to be always in a mood of giving, but giving what? Giving Krishna to people. Krishna Setama, Krishna Detavar. So, we are not so big to give, but we should take, the mercy of Guru and Prabhupada with us and distribute. There are many, many verses you will find. You see our... There is one verse by Kumaras, not Kumaras, Prithu Maharaj to Kumaras. If any householder's home is not decorated by the saintly people's dust of their lotus feet, the saintly people are not invited to any home of any householder. That home is like what? Like a tree, sandalwood tree in which there are snakes, you know, wrapped up in the branches of a sandalwood tree. Why? Now, sandalwood tree is very costly. You know, I heard that you cannot keep a sandalwood tree grow and make money out of it. You know that government will take over. Nobody is allowed to grow sandalwood tree like that. So sandalwood actually is very costly item. Similarly, people may have a lot of money. But if there is no saintly connection, that very same money can make them ruin their life. Like what Nalakor Manigri, how they ruined their life. So therefore he is saying it's like a snake ridden tree. Very dangerous. If somebody goes to take chandan by touching the branch, they will get bitten by a snake. Yeah, isn't it? Similarly, there is also this one. Tasmat yuvam gramya pashor mama moodadiya prabho andhe tamasimagnasya jnana deepa udiryatam. This was told by Chitraketu to two people. Who are them? Narada and Angira. He is calling himself a gramya pashu. Who? Chitraketu, he is saying that I am a village dog, he is saying. Why? Well, there is another meaning of Gramya. Gramya also means materialistic. I am a materialistic dog, he is saying. Gramya Pashu. Mama Moodadhiya, he is saying my intelligence is, nullified, made it dull because of, Sthuladhiya means gross consciousness for enjoying matter. So I am always surrounded by money and material progress and material enjoyments. I am forgetting a lot, but you both have come to remind me. So you can see their attitude. So two things I learned from all these things. when we are afflicted by material consciousness, we should learn to pray like these people. Or, when we are wearing the dress of a sadhu, we are going to the homes of people, we should know how pure we are expected to be in our consciousness to live and consciousness to give Krishna to others. It's not an ordinary thing. So, we ourselves have to set the high standard of a saintly person, because the saintly person is a vehicle of, you know, the Vedic wisdom and vehicle of God. You take God and deliver to them. That's what you're supposed to do. It's a very big responsibility. In many other places, when I went for Bhagavatam installation, you know, they would have a, you know, a vessel of, you know, water with flowers, flower petals and everything. They would immediately, they will put a wooden plank, correct? Now you stand on it, they will come to wash the feet, and I would always flatly refuse. I will say, this is only for Swamis. You know, we cannot accept. But some of them get shocked because this is a custom in their home. They have been doing always. Then I would take one mug myself, go outside and wash feet and come back. I will tell them, now you are satisfied. Okay, at least I washed myself. You are satisfied. But why I am saying, you can imagine, you can imagine how much they are honoring and respecting the person representing God. How much weight is put on us, you can imagine how much we are responsible for this position. So therefore he is saying, my whole home is sanctified. And also, we also, just like they are receiving from us, you know, so we have to receive from, you know, our superiors, like Guru Parampara. If you don't receive from there, what can we give? You know, you take it and you give it. If you only have to give, you become opaque, then you have nothing to give. Correct, no? So it's something very important to think about.
Kripakara Prabhu More Yantoma Sange.
Kripakara Prabhu More Yantoma Sange.
Sahitena Pari Dukkha Vishayata Range.
Sahitena Pari Dukkha Vishayata Range.
Kripakara Prabhu, please be merciful on me, O Lord Chaitanya. Yantoma Sange. You know, actually he is expecting that by your association, only I can be delivered. You can show mercy on me. Why? What is my current situation now? Sahitena pari dukkha. I am unable to tolerate the misery. What? Vishayatarange. He is saying that the waves of materialistic life. Please read it.
The Brahmana begged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life.
Yantoma sange. Along with you, I want to go. He is saying, Lord Chaitanya is ecstatic, but I am static at home. He is thinking, isn't it? And he is saying, Lord Chaitanya is a free bird. You know, he doesn't have to bother about any profession, any business, or any family. He is free to move and distribute Krishna Prema. But he feels that I am stuck in my fields. He was actually a very rich Brahmin. You will see that Prabhupada says, one of the future purports, he will say. He thought that I have wealth, I have, you know, my big family to maintain. And he considered his family to be materialistic, because he felt that Lord Chaitanya is so much ecstatic in devotion. Yeah? Now, I am not able to practice devotion service like him. That was his, whose feeling? Yeah. Prabhupada is saying, it's applicable for everyone. Read further.
This statement is applicable for everyone, regardless of how rich or prosperous one may be. Narottam Das Thakur has confirmed this statement.
Samsara vishalale divane shehi ajwale judaite na koino upa.
He states that the materialistic way of life causes a burning in the heart. One cannot make any provisions for the troublesome life of the material world. It is a fact that one may be very happy as far as riches are concerned, and one may be very opulent in every respect, yet one has to manage the vishayas, to meet the demands of the body and of so many family members and subordinates. One has to take so much trouble to minister to others. Narottam Das Thakur therefore prays,
Vishaya chadiya kave shuddha habe mana.
Thus, one must become freed from the materialistic way of life. One has to merge himself in the ocean of transcendental bliss. In other words, one cannot relish transcendental bliss without being freed from the materialistic way of life. It appears that the Brahmana named Kurma was materially very happy, for he expressed his family tradition as Janma Kula Dhana. Now, being glorious, he wanted to leave all these material opulences. He wanted to travel with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the Vedic way of civilization, one should leave his family after attaining 50 years of age and go to the forest of Vrindavan to devote the rest of his life to the service of the Lord.
Yeah. See, mystic way of life is explained very vividly in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dehapatya kalatradishu atma sainyeshu asatsu api tesham pramatto nidhanam pashyanapi na pashyati. So what happens in a family, the husband thinks wife is my support and children are my support. He thinks like that. And my father and mother and my grandmother and grandfather and my uncle and my aunt and my bua and my dada, no? What is it? They call so many other names, no? Kaka, mama, nana, nani. So it appears like you have a big network. And the whole network is very concerned about you. They love you very much. They will protect you. So, one feels safety and security in such material shelter. Therefore, people keep calling one another on phone, sending messages to one another, and putting up some home programs and inviting all the relatives. There was one program in Pune. Shuddhinathya Prabhu took me. It was one Agarwal Samaj. They used to come. Some 90 to 100 families used to come. All the Agarwals used to come. So, husband, wife, children. When they come, so wife, they all meet, the men meet, children meet with each other. It was basically a simple program of come together, eat together and just meet each other and talk about the family. It was such a kind of thing going on. And Shuddhinathya Prabhu went there and saw and he said, if you want, we can make it into a Krishna conscious program. So then they brought Radha Krishna deities and they did Abhishek program and Kirtan. They liked it very much, everybody. They said, this is something very wonderful. Then second month, you know, he said, I'll bring one Swamiji. Then he took me, you know. And then we did the program. And now we made it like every monthly once program. People come, there is a katha also. Then there is a kirtan also. Then there is Abhishek also. And many of them get to do Abhishek also. Different, and then different festivals they celebrate, Ram Navami. And why I'm telling you about this? Now, current program minus Krishna consciousness is what? That's called materialistic life. Correct, no? And that many people do. It's not that they don't gather. Prabhupada says, you know, in Chamber of Commerce, people are coming together and talking about, yeah, commerce, money, how to make money. Is it not true? Everywhere. Similarly, you see the diamond business people, they all come in one area, they have basti, where all these fellows come. How to? So, every way, Prabhupada says that like birds of the same feather. Yeah. So, there are many materialistic birds you find, people in different business. Similarly, people, so materialistic life is all about dead matter with no connection to Krishna. Many gatherings happen like that. So he actually feels that even after having such so-called family protection, one will observe, as you all cross the age of 35, 40, you know, you will see gradually the relatives who are all coming, you know, whom you thought are protecting you, little by little, one by one, they will leave. We found our grandmother passed away, grandfather passed away. Then, any brahmachari crossing 50 here? Nobody. I'm the only one, I think. Yeah. When you become 45, 50, you find parents become very old by the time. They become 80, 85. Correct? No? They are there. So you will find that when you cross 50, you are actually somebody's son now. Now they all have passed away. Father passed away, mother passed away, grandmother, grandfather, everybody is gone. So the material world is created in such a way that, you know, yata prayante samyanti sroto vegana balukaha samyujyante viyujyante. He says that they are brought together, kept for some time, feeling an artificial sense of shelter. And then suddenly you find, zoom, 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 everybody goes away. Then you feel yourself left all around. Imagine when you are yourself 60, 70. See, we are devotees, so we are living in a matha, in a temple surrounded by devotees. We don't feel that. But if you are outside, there are many parents whose sons and daughters are in America and London, Canada and all. And they are practically alone at home. When our devotees went to give the invitation for Janmashtami, one very rich family, the man and his wife, they were crying practically tears. They said, our children are abroad and we have become 85, 86. We are feeling very lonely. you know, we have nobody, can you please visit us and tell us something about God? There are people like that. They feel single, practically single. Sometimes even wife is gone, only husband is there. Sometimes husband is gone, only wife is there. And in this way, you will find the material world poses like, it makes you feel you have a lot of security, shelter. Finally, you feel yourself very lonely. So at that time, how can you get out of loneliness? One needs a very strong shelter of Krishna. This is called insecurity. Insecurity can be destroyed by feeling Krishna's shelter very strongly. Inadequacy, again, can be destroyed by possessing Krishna. If you possess Krishna, namo, what is that verse? Namo akinchana vittaya nivritta guna vrittaye. She says, you know. And so you are actually the possession of devotees. So he is seeing that, Kurma Brahman, this Mahaprabhu, this sannyasi, he is possessing Krishna, so he is Vindas, he is very happy. He is chanting, dancing, going from place to place. So the whole world is his family. Vasudhayeva Kutumbakam. And the sky is the rooftop of his house. And how many relatives he has? 8.4 million species relatives. And who is his father? Krishna is his father. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Prana. Not only we should say with the mouth, when we experience it, that Krishna is my mother, Krishna is my father, Krishna is my wealth, Krishna is my relative, Krishna is everything for me. That is what gives security, and this fellow wants to experience that. Otherwise, he feels that the material security causes anxiety. What is the verse? Asajja manasya duranta chintaya. This is told by Muchukunda. Asajja man means attachment. For example, you know, somebody's mother, father become bedridden, there is a lot of anxiety. Anytime they will, they will pass away. Some diseases come in the body. They will leave and go. It's very painful, it is. Asajamana means as much you are attached. Duranta chintaya is saying, unending anxieties come. So Prabhupada says, in this world, everybody is like a bubble in a water. Like a soap bubble, you have seen. Similarly, water bubble. And bubble goes. Pluck! It's finished. Then grandfather bubble. Pluck! Grandmother. Pluck! Mother. Pluck! Father. Pluck! Then whatever our body, pluck! We also pluck. You have seen, we used to do the soap water. Boop, 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 pluck. So that's what he says in the Dehapatya. Prabhupada says the material bodies are only like a slab of flesh flapping only for a few moments. Prabhupada is saying. This is the right vision to see. The material bodies are a slab of flesh flapping only for a few moments. You talk something and then you have finished. Just like you have seen the toy, you know. You give key to the toy. Three modes are giving us key. Correct, no? The Tamaguna Rajagunasa. How is that? Ting tong ting tong ting tong ting tong ting. Have you seen that? You have seen that? It will become like this. That's all. After that, because key is over now. Correct, no? So, as long as metal body is there, we do a lot of natak drama and then completely one is finished. So, therefore, he is saying that I am bound by such materialistic attachments in the family. My wife, my children, my uncle, my aunt, my grandmother, my father, my servants, my land, my this thing. He's saying that this are causing very strong knot of attachment. As he's saying, Prabhu kahe aichi baat kabhu na kahi baat.
Prabhu kahe aichi baat kabhu na kahi baat.
Vihe rahi Krishna naam nirantar lai baat.
Vihe rahi Krishna naam nirantar lai baat.
He's saying, don't say like this ever. Stay at home and continuously chant. So we also have to encourage the grihasthas to be responsible to their wife and children and family and chant the holy names staying at home rather than just give up everything and run away from the responsibility. That is not going to help. There was one devotee, he used to always write to me that, Prabhu, me and my wife are thinking we have enough money now from father's side also and I have saved money. I'm thinking of taking VRS, you know, voluntary retirement from service. He was only 32, 33. So he was thinking that we have enough money, we can do full-time service. So when they became almost 38 or so, I didn't allow them, but when they became 38 or so, he gave up on job and then came to temple. And after 2-3 days, he was feeling, he and his wife came. I gave him 200 list of services. I said, you can choose from this, whatever you want, you can do. But after 2-3 days, he felt some kind of emptiness, found it difficult. Then he took up another job after that. Because when the three modes are very active, it is not easy for you to give up the outside world and come inside. It's fully 100% 24/7 Krishna consciousness may become too intense for some people. Then I told him one very simple idea. I told him, you live in the world, do a job, you need some image in society, you need some power, you know, position, you know, for people to respect you. Otherwise you fear that what will people say, he's jobless and he's living on father's money. People will talk things like that. Have some job and gradually take up service in temple and increase that service. Then what will happen one day when you have too many services? That time give up that. You kick off that. You don't need any more because you have too many services now. Yeah. Like Narada Rajanasimha was an example for that. You can always see that. He has been coming many years. And then he picked up more service and then even more service. In this lockdown period, he is able to come and stay. And it's a wonderful devotee family. So in this way, as age also progresses, our commitment and dedication to service also can increase. Like Badaharidas Prabhu, isn't it? You know, his son has grown up. So he left his family and coming and as Vanaprastha. Correct, no? So therefore Mahaprabhu is saying, you are not ready yet. See, you should not, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj told this past time, I heard what he said, you know. You are already saying Vishaya Taranga is disturbing you. So you are very attached to Vishaya Taranga, so you want to come and join the ashram and trouble my head? You are telling Maharaj. Because you are already getting trouble there, that trouble you want to bring here. When you should come? When you are detached. Therefore, he said, don't become a market of vairagi. He told Raghunath Das Asana. Because a man who is very strongly situated in family life as a devotee, he will not face any challenge. Even in family, Prabhupada told one husband and wife, he said, you and your wife are like sannyasis, living like sannyasis. You are doing so much service. You don't have to take sannyas now. He said, Prabhupada, but my wife has given permission. He said, that is all right. But right time comes, you can take. Right now, you are doing good service. Continue, he said. So therefore, Mahaprabhu also told him that right now, it's not the time. So this will require a little discussion. This Mahaprabhu will give him two instructions, which is very vital, which will continue in the next class. Mahaprabhu ki.